Dreamhaven by Tracy Tandy. Read by Lisa Lindsley.
For Peach, who taught me that love has the best imagination of all. Chapter 1. Outcat. Nick startled awake and rolled to his paws beneath the hedge. He might not have 9 lives like every other cat, but he could count, and right now he counted 3 angry Siamese, 1 male, 2 females. Nick had spent the day watching the pampered purebreds doze in the garden, bellies up, basking in the spring sunshine. They'd had no idea an 8-pound Russian blue spied on them, or that Nick envied every moment they slept, effortlessly traveling through their dreams to reach their other 8 lives. Nick didn't travel when he slept. He was trapped in this one life. And his disability made him notorious in catdom, a target for bullies of all breeds. He must have dozed off and cried out in his sleep, because now the 3 Siamese crouched just feet away, all big fur and no-nonsense snarls. Nick sighed. They might have a few lives to spare, but he had just this one. At 1 year old, Nick was fast, and sizing up challengers was a skill he'd learned early and used often. He charged the male and locked him down before the other 2 cats could move. The Siamese salvaged their pride with dramatic hisses and impressive teeth, but Nick knew they were all mouth and no bite. He backed away to begin his journey home. Outside the garden, Nick waited in the shadows for 2 women in long hoop skirts to pass, and then dodged a horse cart to cross the cobbled road. He stepped through a wrought iron gate and leapt to a wooden fence rail to begin his trek across London. He thought about the Siamese cat's day. 13 stocked birds, 5 now tailless lizards, constant grooming, 4 naps apiece, and how many adventures in their other lives? Nick could only imagine.
"I'm getting nowhere," he growled.
He wanted to please his dad. Nick owed him that. But after endless hours secretly studying other cats, he still hadn't discovered anything they had that he didn't. Every other feline just fell asleep, stepped through dream, and woke up in one of their 9 lives. Simple. That's the way it had worked since the world began. Except for Nick. And he was no closer to understanding why.
Hiss!
Nick looked left, straight into the eyes of a young Abyssinian, challenging him from a brick window ledge.
"I'm just headed home. Don't want any trouble."
Nick made his tone easy and kept walking.
"You're broken and hideously ugly, you are, and..."
The Abyssinian obviously looked forward to a lengthy exchange of pre-fight slurs and spitting. Nick usually turned a deaf ear to punks this young, but tonight he was low on patience. Before the cat could drum up his next insult, Nick unsheathed his claws, shifted his weight, and leapt to the window ledge. The shocked Abyssinian recoiled, his claws catching in the frothy white curtains. He teetered for a moment and then fell backward through the open window, ripping a long tear in the sheer fabric on his way to the kitchen floor. Nick indulged in a small smile at the sound of claws scrabbling on polished wood, but his good humor faded away as fast as it had come. He was so sick of his one pathetic life. Chapter 2. Not so home sweet. Nick reached the Tower of London grounds and climbed the White Tower from one stepstone to the next. 2 dozen feet above the ground, he arrived at a crown-shaped hole cut into the thick stones of the wall. He paused to look out over the river and the darkening sky, watching gas lamps flutter to life in a scattered pattern as lamplighters moved across the city. Hunger urged him inside, but Nick was reluctant to give up the easy peace of the outdoors. He stepped through the hole and into a complex stone labyrinth. 5 minutes later, he emerged in the tower kitchen.
"But no such luck. He's back," his mother smirked.
"Home sweet home," Nick said under his breath.
His mother, Mona, was a compact calico in a perpetual snit. Thanks to Nick's disability, the cat community constantly talked about her, but not in a nice way. Mona was furious with Nick for being born different, and she never missed an opportunity to rebuke him. "If I'd had other kittens, they'd have been perfect and respectable," she liked to remind Nick, and every cat within earshot. When he was a kitten, Mona cuffed and nipped him out of spite. Nick had run away more than once, but his
Sample complete. Ready to continue?